People have this misconception that all narcissists are extroverted, loud, and outgoing, which is typically described as your textbook grandiose narcissist. But there's actually narcissists that are quite introverted, believe it or not. And those kind of narcissists are called covert narcissists or vulnerable narcissists. And what a covert slash vulnerable narcissist is when a person appears to be shy and introverted as a way of drawing their victims in. And the way they love bomb their victims is by sharing parts of their life, you know, their childhood and stuff like that to their victims as a way of trying to get their victims to open up and let them in and things like that. And you really got to watch out for those type of narcissists, because they're the most dangerous, you know, out of the spectrum of narcissism, because these are the types are the hardest to detect. You know, they appear to be good people and they look innocent and stuff like that, when they're really devils in disguise when you really think about it. You know, these are the types that are, they love to play the victim. Like, they love to blame everybody else for their problems, and they get jealous of anyone who are more successful than them, or who become successful before they do. You know, because again, everything is all about competition with these people. You know, they always got to be the first and the best at everything. So yeah, you know, just watch out for these types. You know, make sure, you know, to look out for the red flags. And if you detect one red flag, you know, slice and dice, as Trend Genius from YouTube like to say, and cut them off right then and there. You know, don't give them any second, third, fourth, and fifth chances. You know, just let them go. Because if you keep ignoring red flags, those red flags are going to eventually turn into red banners. And then you'll eventually find yourself waving your white flag if you don't be careful.